This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Iraqis are going to the polls today, the first time that all ethnic and religious groups are taking part in the voting. Sunnis boycotted the last elections in 2005. They are expected to turn out in large numbers today. These elections will decide who controls 14 of the 18 Iraqi provinces. Four of them aren't voting today. It's turned into a heated but relatively peaceful political campaign. We go down to the Shiite holy city of Najaf, where NPR's J.J. Sutherland is at a polling station. J.J., tell us what the scene is like there.
Well, it's a dilapidated high school in Najaf, and there seems to be a slow but steady stream of voters coming in. It's been peaceful as far as I can see. I've been to a couple different polling stations today. There have been no reports of major violence anywhere in the country. I am getting reports of high turnout in the southern provinces where I am, and the Iraqi officials are saying that they're very happy with how the election is going so far.
The southern part of the country, of course, is heavily Shiite. And what are the campaign issues there?
Well, the big one is there are two major Shiite parties. There's the Dawa Party, which is the party of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, and the Islamic Supreme Council of Iraq, which is much more religious-based. And the Supreme Council really wants to make a sort of mega province in the south, similar to what the Kurds have in the north, which would control the southern oil fields and would really weaken the central government. And the Nouri al-Maliki's party thinks that this is a terrible idea. And so they've been really fighting fiercely for control of these southern provinces, who will make that decision.
And of course, Sunnis, as a generalization, didn't vote last time. How can they be expected to affect things this time?
Well, Sunnis are the majority in three provinces, and only two of them are they actually in charge. And then the third one, it was just the Sunnis that did participate, the very few who did. And so what's going to happen this time is that in places where Shiites are ruling a majority Sunni province, or Kurds in Nineveh provinces, example, there's going to be a real shift where finally Sunnis will take power. And this is something of a test where Sunnis have felt very disenfranchised because they didn't participate in the voting. And now it's a question of whether their expectations of what enfranchisement means will be met.
And J.J., what do Iraqis see as being at stake in these elections?
I think the real question of what's at stake is whether there can be a peaceful transfer of power. Obviously, in some provinces, the governments will change hands, whether it's Shiites to Shiites, Shiites to Sunnis, whatever. But can these parties who have been ruling in, some say, a fairly corrupt manner in some provinces, will they be willing to transition power and give power over? And the other question is, can they have an open, free, and fair election? The legitimacy, the perceived legitimacy of these elections is incredibly important. And what this is leading up to, these are provincial elections, and provinces are sort of like the state legislatures here in Iraq. But at the end of the year, there'll be national elections. And so this is also sort of seen as a test of power of the various parties as they lay the groundwork for later in the year.
And votes will be counted when?
We don't know. It'll certainly be days. It could be weeks. There have been some claims of fraud or intimidation or manipulation of the votes. And the Iraqi High Electoral Commission is just saying, wait and see. They'll have to investigate all the allegations, all of the claims. It'll be at least a week. It could be as much as a month.
And here's J.J. Sutherland at a polling station in Najaf, Iraq. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Scott.